Welcome to the Bitter Comic Show. Please welcome your host, Mr. J.T. Foreman.
Hello, and welcome to episode 17 of Bitter Comics. I am J.T. Foreman, and I am here with my good friends, Terry,
the Beast,
Michaels,
Grell,
and the Super Negro Champion, John Jones.
Bo Jingle Jingles.
You could have sang it or something.
Bo Jingle.
Mr. Bo Jingles. Why is the podcast got to be talking about Bo Jingles?
He's cool.
All right, I'm sorry.
I don't.
He's cool.
I vote
for him. Well, he's black. It's just black people are cool.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We got nothing else to do but be cool.
Word.
That's why I got in the business of being a black person.
Oh, really? You got into the business?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Nepotism.
Well, you know, shoe polish.
How come I can't get in the business of being black?
He knew his dad was in the business. His dad's dad was in the business.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a family tradition.
So,
I had to hold up the tradition.
So I can't. What you're saying is I can't be black?
Nah, man. You can't do it.
You know what? I'm sick of this. This
That's
totally
pretty racist saying he can't be black.
It is racist.
I'm disappointed. I expect
better
from you.
It's a very difficult club to get into, you know? You got to be able to invite 50 people.
I didn't realize being black was a bringer show.
You got to 50 yes. people, then you can have 10 minutes of being a nigga.
Wow, he's doing a callback on something that hasn't even happened in the show yet.
He's a call forward.
It's awesome.
It's the wave of the future, call forward. It's on your phone now, man.
That's hilarious.
Well, you know. He smelled the future, and anyway, we begin once again with our opening segment.
Did you just say he smelled the future?
Yeah. What are you trying to say? Black men have wired
nostrils?
Who was
the last episode you said could smell the future? You said someone could smell the future last episode. Who was it?
You expected I remember what I say from one week to the next, man?
That's true.
I am a Negro with black rage issues.
Go back and listen to episode 16. John Jones accused someone of being able to smell the future. They were in a superhero movie, and that was their power. Kim Basinger.
Oh, yeah, she had the big
Kim
nose.
Kim Basinger could big nose. Yeah. She could smell the future. That's right.
She can do a lot of other things, too.
So we have a new studio audience member here. Is a local comedian named Mike Wirtz, and he's looking at us like, you guys haven't even gotten through the intro yet, and you sidetracked already.
Yeah.
This is some unprofessional shit. He likes it, though.
Mike Ward looked like the
Jesse Staub is here also.
And Jesse Staub has chosen to join us again despite my redhead comment last week. I noticed her mom isn't here though. Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
How you doing? She's good.
She's famous.
She
now.
Is good. Well, we begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. So, for my insensitivity in episode 16, I would like to apologize to black people, Courtney Love, Silent Ease, and Laziness.
Why would you apologize to Courtney Love?
She
was in a band called Hole.
Yes.
And I think they called the band Hole because cunt was already taken.
Probably.
Okay.
You know, I apologize to Courtney Love for the same reason I apologized to Small Titties last week. I want them to like me.
Why would you care if Courtney Love liked you?
I don't know.
You don't have a chance with Courtney Love.
I don't
Love.
Know.
Courtney Love is probably in a rehab right now sucking dick for beer money.
Why are you ruining my... I got beer money.
I got beer money.
Yeah, you're going to like that bitch all the way till she makes you chicken dumplings and chicken.
Hey, the last
counter.
The last guy that was married to Courtney Love stuck a shotgun in his mouth
and sprayed his noodles on the wall.
Yeah.
That's actually
top ramen all over the back of the wall because of
that. Why don't you just date OJ too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get that jungle fever.
Gayness and jungle fever.
Yeah, actually,
you better not mess around the gays, boy. They got their stuff together.
Saw a crotch shot of her at a concert. It is a jungle down there.
Get to the chopper. Sorry, Courtney. Not that I care.
Well, if you
said a pussy look like the face of a Wookiee, man, is that what you just said?
sounds like it too.
And for those of you offended by my use of the C word. I did use it in a sentence. If there's any kids listening, and that is how you use that word.
Yeah,
I want to make sure that We want to be educational also here at the Bitter Comics.
Yeah. Well, if any of you out there would like to know specifically what I'm apologizing for, please check out episode 16 and all our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you feel I owe any more apologies or to make any comments, you can email the show at bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put "White guys with narrow booties don't need wide hallways." That would be a callback to John Jones' new house.
Man. You know, I got a question, JT.
Go for it.
Why is it that you're only a prick last week?
The apology is for last week's prickishness. Last week there was an apology for the previous week's prickishness.
I get it.
I'm a prick every week. That's why there's an apology every
week.
You
should just say, this is where I apologize for being a prick.
And then say, burn how they would burn.
Period.
Well, see, I'm apologizing to specific people. And, true. So I got to, I'm citing individual incidents here.
Oh, okay. All right.
You will get shot if you don't apologize to black folks.
That's true.
Specifically.
I don't have to apologize to black folks.
I know, but I'm just trying to, I put him up on game about that.
You look, you guys won't even let me in your club. Fuck you guys. I'm not apologizing to you. I've tried to get in that club for a long time. Look, let me ask you this. How long does it take after you become black to earn the large penis?
Okay, so you got to go through a 7-man beatdown, right? You got to get beat up by 7 other niggas, and then you got to wait a week, and then your dick will grow.
All right.
It just starts to grow?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you have to do to cause?
That's it?
Know, no, just like. Just
so
like,
can I just get beat up by 7 black guys, take my dick, and go home?
No, you got to wait about a week.
Okay.
And then it's just like, hey, I'm here, nigga.
So I have to be oppressed.
Well, it takes time for the paperwork to go through. So
that's right.
Awesome. You don't even got to water it.
And yeah, and for people that you got to get enough hits on the YouTube video.
My bad. My bad. You got to do one other thing. You got to get a chubby 30-pound white lady to stare at it for 10 seconds.
Oh, I can do
that.
Then
that should be pew, 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 like Banana Man.
I can do that. See. What's wrong with chubby white women?
Absolutely nothing. They are my friends.
I was waiting for the black guy to go, I don't date chubby white women.
I think he was just saying that that's a prerequisite.
Yeah, you got to let him. Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha. I'm sorry.
And it's got to be that theme song. You know.
What the fuck?
I feel dirty. Now I feel like I should apologize to black people.
I'm scared too.
I'm sorry.
At this point, I think black people owe you an apology.
They do. I just want in. I want in the group.
I just want to play.
That's right. All I want to do is boom, 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 and a zoom, zoom.
Well, I've been getting John to teach me about black people. I remember when he first. Yeah.
I'm a good teacher.
He is. Yeah. I'm not a very good student, though. It took 6 weeks to learn how to say hello.
It's a different
John
language?
Jones. Well, no, it just it, you.
The new John Jones Ebonics 101.
The fist, and I thought it was a secret handshake. It's not a handshake. You dap it out.
Oh, that's right. You dap it out. Everything's out. Everything you do out. We'll knock you out, dap you out, throw you out.
Black kick, people are
yeah.
out.
Everything's yes. out in the black. Yes. Yeah. In the black culture, right?
Yes.
Or let turn you over.
Let you talk
flip
about,
you.
Yeah.
Flip you.
Flip you.
I'm going to touch your chin.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I know this shit. I know. I'm down. Word.
He's hardcore.
Yeah, that's right. I'm hardcore. Look, I still like Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I've heard he did other songs.
One time's got no case. That's right, and I'm a Monster Mag, so don't fuck with me.
There you go.
One time's got no case.
That was
one time
the
is a euphemism for police.
He has been listening,
yes,
John.
I've been paying attention.
Oh my God!
I'm telling you, he should pimp me out, man. You know, tell all the other crackers, man, that I'm a good teacher. Because if I can teach Joel Foreman,
you're like the Yoda of black guys.
Yeah, you've heard of
yes.
Yes. Well, I mean, we've heard of the comedy driving class. This is comedy Negro class. Is what we got to start.
That's right.
You can teach a comedy Negro class.
There you
See?
Go.
7 easy steps to a larger dick,
and not getting your ass kicked.
And then once you get that larger dick, you have to watch your step. You don't accidentally step on it.
That's right. Is this floor
a couple
dirty?
Times. Happened to me a couple times.
I got to keep my pants on. Is this floor dirty?
You got to roll it up.
Throw it up over your shoulder. Hey, that's a nice tie. I don't have a tie.
That's not a tie. It's a nice pet snake.
You know what I really like about our show? It's mature.
Yes.
It really is. It's
it
mature.
It absolutely is mature.
And we pretty much guaranteed that no female will listen to this.
Or ever lay Joel.
Well, she's here witnessing. But she's not going to tune in unless that's what it's supposed to
say. What the fuck?
Jesse knows. She knows.
She's going to be like, Jesse gets home tonight, she's going to be like rocking herself in the bath shower. I got to get clean. That's going to be her, nigga. You can see it, too. Just the glasses on there. I got to get clean. Think of a happy place. Think of a happy place.
This is the Father's Day edition, right?
Yes, it is.
And this is the Father's Day edition of the Bitter Comics podcast. So if you are a father, or a father that's it's called a mother, happy Father's Day. I'm the father that gets called a mother. Fucker. Anyway.
Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers that, you know, claim their children out there. So,
cool. And remember, wipe your ass.
Okay. Let's get on with this.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break real quick. We'll be right back. I'm JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics. Okay. This is JT Foreman, and we are back. And we are the Bitter Comics.
Bye,
Jerry, you had an interesting experience this week.
Look, okay, let me just get this. Let me get this off my chest. Okay, a good friend of mine's coming to town, Darren Carter, playing at the Tower Theater. Darren and I started doing comedy together a long time ago. I used to watch Darren hanging out at the Roosevelt High School cafeteria, rapping with all the other brothers in school. We went to college together. We took classes together. Good friends. Been friends a long time. I wanted to get on the bill. Open up for the guy just because I know him. Wasn't looking to get paid, anything like that. I go to talk to the promoter. We go back and forth a little bit. He doesn't want to see a demo. He doesn't want anything. What he wants me to do is sell 50 tickets, and if I sell 50 tickets, then he'll give me 10 minutes on stage. It's a bringer show in my own fucking backyard.
So did he ask you for a reach around during this particular?
It's ridiculous. I have to make him $500 before I can do 10 minutes on that stage. A stage that I've been on before, opening up for other acts. That's ridiculous. So this is the state of stand-up comedy. And there's a gentleman that I've been, he's a marketing consultant out of Los Angeles. And he says this is exactly the kind of thing that is going on. Comedy clubs and bookers absolutely don't care whether you're funny. They don't care. They care how many people you can sit in the seats. They don't care if they're laughing. They care if they're buying drinks. They've paid their cover.
Yeah.
That's what they care about. They care about your fan base and how much money you can bring them.
Well, I don't remember who it was who said this to me. It might have been you. One thing you have to remember is that the only person in that club who's in the entertainment business is the guy on stage.
Absolutely.
Everyone else is in the restaurant business.
And that's what's frustrating. You know, when I started doing this back in 1989, I don't feel old at all. Back in 1989, people cared whether you were funny. You got booked because you were funny. If you were funny, they put you on the stage because they figured if you were funny, people would have a good time and want to drink more.
And they might want to come back again next week.
Exactly. But apparently that doesn't matter because the next headliner is going to have a whole Facebook full of friends who's going to come see their show because that's, you know, they're going to bring their fan base with them. So it doesn't matter whether the club's got a good reputation. What matters is that your headliner can bring a bunch of people with them.
Well, what do you need the club for then?
Exactly.
You know, it seems to me that that's why so many comedians are trying to just book their own shows at, like, theaters. I know Chris Cruz did that last year. He rented the Tower Theater and did a show of his own.
Absolutely.
Chris Cruz is another local Fresno comedian. And you know, he got some other comics from here around Fresno and held a show of his own. I mean, and why, if you have to go and get the audience yourself anyways, why would you want to go, you know, let a booking agent do a show or a promoter or something if you have to do it all yourself anyway?
50 tickets.
I mean, if he's a promoter, then why is he? Why are you selling tickets? He's supposed to be selling them.
That's, and, you know, we all have avenues of promotion, you know, with the three podcasts that I do, the access that I have to local television, with the amount of stage time that I do, with the amount of open mics that I do locally, I have absolutely, I could get more than 50 people out there. But yeah. Now, because I'm being forced to do that sort of thing so I can get 10, I'm not going to do it.
Well, why would you want to?
I'm going to make this guy over $500.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you,
and I'm not going to get paid.
You're using up some of your own capital for him. Why? Why would you want to do that?
I just think it's ridiculous. Comedy should be about being funny, because if you're funny, people will come and see the show.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing for a club is I would think you'd be more concerned about them being funny, so they'll want to come to see another show. You know,
it's the money now. The money now. Yeah.
The state of the world, though, it's because everybody's broke.
Well, absolutely, but if you can't afford to put the show on, don't fucking put the show on.
Compton. Well, that would mean having a brain. That'd be, you know, people ain't smart. Now you're asking too much.
You know, what is he doing to promote it? And that's my other thing. I have seen, you know, I think he put up a bill. He's got a billboard up somewhere on Blackstone, I think, to promote the show or whatever.
Well, the only reason I knew that Darren Carter was going to be in town is because a few weeks ago you said something to
him.
Well,
and you know what is? He's not coming until August 20th, so I know it's a ways away. He's not going to promote something, you know, that's 2 months. That's a waste of money. I understand that. 50 tickets? I understand if he says, I need you to sell 10 tickets, then I'll give you some stage time. That is at least reasonable. In my hometown, I can sell 10 tickets.
Yeah.
I can get people to go buy tickets, 10 people, so I can go on stage. You know, that's it. Even that, to me, is kind of retarded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but 50? Really? Mm-hmm. You know, I might as well go down to the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what this means to me most of all? We've got to change the rules of getting into the nigga club. You know, like, really?
Getting into the what? Didn't we already cover this?
Well, we got to change the rules, man.
Well,
he's making $500. All you had to do was sell 50 tickets. We didn't get the proceeds.
You know, here's the problem. Comics are about doing comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You and I and John and my Chris Cruz, everybody, regardless of who they are, what level they are at the game, they want to do comedy so bad that there's enough of these guys willing to do this just so they can get on stage. What needs to be... Exactly. Mike Wirtz just sent me a little note that said 50 tickets in 10 minutes is a professional way of telling me to fuck off. So, absolutely.
It kind of sounds like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. But what would he have done if I'd sold 50 tickets? Then he'd be stuck giving me 10 minutes. And what if I sucked? So it's not about
matter.
The show.
It doesn't matter.
It's about the money.
It is.
All he needs is for Darren Carter to be good.
Yeah.
If the opener is bad, and in some ways, if the opener is bad, it's better for the headliner.
Yeah, but see, that's not true. That's not how a show's
supposed
to work.
Well, now, if you're so terrible that you drive people away in that first 10 minutes, well, that's bad. But that's hard to do.
Oh, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Well, the people who paid to
see... I've seen it happen.
Put Byron Campbell up.
People paid to see a headliner, they know it's an hour show later. Someone up front who's going to do 10 minutes, I can't imagine someone walking out from that 10 minutes when they know there's someone else coming up. And plus, someone like Darren Carter, I imagine he's got this big mailing list.
Oh, absolutely.
He's from around here, so there's a lot of people.
This is a symptom of a bigger sickness, okay? It's just like the problem that America has with oil, okay? The people inside of it are so dependent on cars to get where they need to go. If everybody in this country said, we're not going anywhere for a week, and nobody left their house, this country would come to a screeching halt. Oil companies would be begging us to accept $2.50 a gallon gas, because they would lose so much money in a week, they'd be scrambling to change their shit. Now, if comics did the same thing and said, fuck you, we're not doing bringer shows, We're the talent. You promote the shows and pay us because we're professionals. Booking agents and clubs would change. But that's not going to happen.
You know, trying to herd those cats.
Yeah. It would be the, what year was the strike at the Comedy Store, 1978 or whatever it was, when nobody was paying the comics and all the comics went on strike. And the strike was settled with, fine, we'll give you $25 a show.
What?
was the strike settlement with Mitzi Shore, something like that, $25. I think it was 78. Mm. People were jumping off the roof of the Hilton next door.
Off the roof of the Hilton?
There was a comic that jumped off the roof of the Hilton next door to the Comedy Store. It used to be the Hilton Hotel. Huh. Jumped off the roof. He had a letter in his pocket. And when they went through his clothes, he said, I used to be a comic at the Comedy Store.
Jeez.
Thanks for breaking the intensity right there.
There you go.
But if all comics got together and said, we're not doing that shit, you're either going to pay us or we're not going to perform, all these clubs would close, but that's not going to happen because we're all dependent on the stage time. We're dependent.
We're not going to get anywhere if we can't get on stage. So, you know, you're right in that. It's just
like you can't pay your rent.
I got to get to work. So what am I going to do? Everyone lives on the other side of town from where they work. So you can't walk, and the bus system.
But nobody wants to make that short-term sacrifice for the longer-term goal.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, no one thinks anyone else is going to do it, and no one wants to be the
one
person out there with his dick hanging.
Yeah, because nobody will do it. Nobody will do it.
Sure, I'd do it.
These promoters, these club owners, they all want everything for free.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous. So that's what I experienced. God damn it, son of a bitch.
I think we should jump.
That kind of sucks.
Male motherfucker.
So what was the male that was so important? You got it during our podcast here.
And now Joel's the teacher. All right, look,
pass that note up to the front of the class. That actually is the best ringtone for an email I've ever heard.
Mail, motherfucker.
Hal from 2001 saying there's a message for you? Cool. that was from the movie Road Trip. Cool.
Road Trip. So that's my little rant of the week, my irritation.
Of the week.
Irritation of the week.
Well, we are recording this on Father's Day, as we mentioned earlier, and I want to start off now. Terry likes lists.
I like lists.
He does like lists.
Give me a list, baby.
Now, in honor of the holiday, I found
top 10 masturbation positions on a Thursday.
Close.
Damn.
I did find a list that is appropriate
to the
holiday.
Never find the list
that I want. I know, Joe. Damn. We've been waiting for that list 3 weeks, nigga.
I'm still working on it. Yeah, I got to test each of the locations.
Oh, please. Like, you don't know the top 10 masturbation
positions.
Joe knows
everything about masturbation.
I find new ones every day.
Well, then there you go. Write them down and make a list.
That boy's a thesaurus on masturbation.
But I got this list off of Odee.com, Odee.com. And it is a list of the 10 best and 5 worst Father's Day gifts.
Break it down.
Here we go. Number one on the list. And I don't think these are in any particular order, but...
I'm sorry. I'm waiting for you to break it down.
The Bacon of the Month Club.
The bacon, see, you're shitting me.
I'm not kidding. The awesome. Bacon of the Month Club.
Do they have different kinds of old, new, used? What do they got?
Well, it's from BACN.com, and every month they send you 2 pounds of artisan bacon delivered to your door. So, Bacon of the Month Club, BACN.com. There you go.
And then, after you're done with that for a year, they send you the Cholesterol Medication of the Month Club.
Exactly.
So you get a different one.
Lipitor of the Month Club.
And then it's rehab after a coronary.
Exactly. Let's see. Next on the list, we have the Corvette Wall Shelf. From the Corvette Wall Shelf. It's from gadgetsandgear.com. Now, dads love classic cars, but they don't read so much, so you have to find a cool way for them to store their books. This shelf looks like the back of a '69 Corvette.
Good year.
Yes, and in fact, they have several. Well, they have several different styles. There's a 65 Shelby, a 69 Pontiac Firebird, as well as several others. But you can find that at gadgetsandgear.com.
You know what? That doesn't sound too bad. But did they actually say that dads don't read? Does it actually say that?
No, I say that.
Oh, fuck you.
I'm a dick. What can I say?
I'm a dad and I read.
Yeah.
They're comic books, but whatever.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, thanks, John. Yeah.
Yeah.
He just read. He's a dad. Mail, yeah. Motherfucker. Yeah. He just read. He read mail.
That's true.
Yeah.
Porno counts.
Porno counts?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
I've read erotica. I've read erotica. Yeah, that, okay. And that's not porn.
I'm going to read it tonight.
No, it's not porn. It's erotica.
Except, you know, yeah, never mind.
Next on the list, we have NASCAR driving lessons.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, and these are the top five good ones?
Top 10 good ones.
NASCAR driving. See, that's for you, John Jones.
It's from experience.
You think I can't drive?
No, I'm saying you could drive NASCAR.
Wouldn't you like to take a class on how to drive NASCAR? Driving a car in the circles at 150, 200 miles an hour?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, and right after that, I'm going to go to the barn and break a pig, too.
What did you just say?
I think
that's a white sport, and that's the other thing white people do after watching NASCAR. They go
Hold on, just one second. This motherfucker drives down the freeway in a German car at 140 miles an hour.
You tell about my
and
business.
Now you're just going to sit here and say that's a white sport? Son of a bitch. From a car made from the whitest country in the fucking world. Oh, my God. Hi-yo!
Your car is white. You even have a white painted car. It is a
yes. You know what? You better take that shit back
car
right now.
And it's being driven around by the blackest guy in
fucking
Fresno.
Believe you just
get a
said
seat
that.
Take from that back seat. You better not go over 80. All I saw was eyes.
And you
dude.
Did too. Yeah, and you did.
I
so don't sit
eyes.
There and say that that's a redneck sport.
Yeah, well, no, doing it in circles. The mountains have different. You know, you go left at some.
We know it's
right at some point.
This isn't something to go watch NASCAR. This is to actually drive the car
on the track.
So I mean, I think even you would agree that even
I think it's a good
like
idea.
Driving cars.
I still think though, you know, that I'm going to learn how to mate with animals like white people do.
Look, no, that's only if you get the Bacon of the Month Club.
I gotta have both.
Yeah, apparently.
That's recycling.
Oh, come on. You know you like bacon.
That's school. Recycling.
No, you know you love bacon. They had the bacon days here at Denny's, you had that bacon
Choice
Sunday every single week.
Why you got to say black people like swine, nigga?
Did we say that?
I said you
just said that.
I said you.
Huh? I mean,
you like bacon.
It was a tragedy.
God damn it.
I
can't believe you said that.
The NASCAR experience, the NASCAR driving
I'm
lessons
jump
are from a website called Experience Days, Experience Days. You can give the dad the gift of a great experience. In addition to having NASCAR driving lessons, they also offer lessons on hang gliding, flying lessons, and many other.
Mm-hmm. Now, hang gliding, that's if you want to get rid of your dad.
Yeah, there you go.
Here, Dad, we gave you this.
And
right after the parachuting. Your dad died in a tragic accident.
That's right.
But he left us a big insurance policy.
Next on the list, we have Dad the Action Figure.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, ever since
I want
Austin,
that.
Ever since
That's
Austin
awesome.
Powers, every dad has dreamed of having their own mini dad. But
well,
until miniature cloning techniques get perfected, we have Sculptio.com. Offers the next best thing. Just send them a picture, and they'll make a miniature sculpture of your dad.
That's cool. Is it from the same company that does the clone of Willy?
I don't know. But I heard Anthony Weiner is going to be the new spokesman for them.
Now, have you heard about that? The clone. I'm sorry.
Clone of Willy.
I'm sorry.
I vaguely recall. You know, they're working on figuring out how to clone different organs, and someone who had gotten their penis chopped off. They're trying to grow him a new one.
No. This is worse.
You took a part of me that made me a man.
This is it's a sex toy.
Pain of losing
it. Oh, well, they'll make a.
Well, they don't. You make actually make it yourself.
Oh, you make it really.
It's a.
I think getting your penis chopped off.
All right, I saw this at a store. It was wild.
You get yourself hard and then pack it in clay and wait for the clay to harden. And
it's very much like that. It's a tube. You slap that sucker on there. It creates a mold. Then you pour you heat up the, what is it? It's like a plastic or whatever it's made out of. I don't know.
Polymer or some shit.
I don't know what they're made out of. But anyway, You can pour it in there, and then you can also put a vibrating device inside of it also. And
that's awesome.
And you wait, like, I don't know, a day, and then it's an exact dildo replica of yourself.
And Joe, I was going
to
say.
That's awesome. Here you go, honey, something to remember me by when I'm gone.
Exactly. You're your own plaster caster.
Wow, you can do double penetration on your own. That's awesome. Wow.
Look, see, that's the face she's going to have in the shower.
Anyway. Hey, Jesse, now I know what to get you for your birthday. I know when your birthday is, too. We're friends on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
Anywho.
Yeah, make sure you like it when I give that to you.
Well, we were having fun until that comment, Joel. Thanks. What's number four?
Yeah, that was crash. Number four. Actually, we're gonna take a break real quick, and then we'll come back and do the rest of the list.
Fantastic.
JT Foreman, we are the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back.
Clone a Willie.
This is JT Foreman. We are back, and we are the Bitter Comics. All right, continuing on with our...
Clone a Willie.
Clone a Willie.
I'm sorry.
That is a great idea. All right,
we were talking about condom dispensers at the break.
Yeah, somehow we got into condom dispensers.
Jesse says it's a great idea to make money. Get a condom dispenser, set it by your bed.
Yes.
And then charge them.
Take someone home. And
you'd have to have a lot of people over to make money out of that.
Well, I guess it depends on how much you charge for the condoms.
So then, if you're having sex with a lot of people, you're not a whore. You're an entrepreneur.
Exactly.
You could be on the cover of Forbes, all tired.
I know.
You'd be on the cover of Forbes, just burnt out. I fucked my way to the top.
That's right. How did you do it? Well, you know, it's prostitution is illegal, but selling condoms is not.
That's right.
So, you know, just...
That's right. And you can make them ribbed for your pleasure.
Exactly.
Just so you can really just be selfish.
Yes, exactly.
It's a two-condom minimum.
Two condom minimum. Our club is a two-condom
minimum. Bringer fuck.
You gotta sell 10 tickets or I'm not letting you in.
You got to buy 10 condoms.
Yeah, you got to bring 10 people to the orgy.
It's a bringer fuck.
If you don't bring 10 people to the orgy, you can't come.
Folks, JT will be here all week.
I'll be here all week, exactly. All right, well,
there we go.
Next on our list of, we're going down the list of the 10 best Father's Day gifts here on Father's Day. And next on the list is the grenade screwdriver set. I found this on Amazon.com, and it is exactly what you would think it is. It's a screwdriver set that looks like a hand grenade.
That's lame.
Yeah,
is this on the good list?
This is the good list, yeah.
So Clone you know what I do with one of those? I do a Joel Foreman. If someone would start tripping in traffic with me,
I'd be like, I can't take it anymore.
No, I'd be like, how do you know I don't have a grenade? Crazy dagger! Oh, my gosh! Wild animal! Get the hell out of here.
Well, next one's a little bit better. Beer making kit.
Nice.
Yes. From uncommongoods.com, this kit includes everything you need to brew a batch of beer.
Nice.
Sell different flavors.
Come on, it's the beer's light. It's the white beer now. I had to do it, sorry.
I don't know. I mean, you know, if I were going to... get my dad beer for Father's Day, I'll just go buy him beer. I mean, why are you giving him homework?
That's true.
This is kind of giving him homework.
Here you go, and build me a bike, too, while you're at it, fucker.
And get my skateboard out of the shop, Dad.
Here's some tools. Now fix some shit around here.
Lazy nigga.
It's getting summertime, and dad's like tailgating parties, right?
Sure.
So we have here a tailgating cooler with grill. Once again, from gadgetsandgear.com. Any father can be a grill master anywhere they go. The built-in cooler keeps food and beverages cold, and there's ample storage for the grill, propane, and cooking utensils. It comes in this bag with an extended handle and wheels on it, so you can roll it around like you know, like luggage. And it fits easily in your trunk, and when you're ready to, you know,
you pull up to a stoplight and just bam, just jump out, throw the grill out there, and
stop
the light.
You know, I feel like hamburgers.
Jeez Louise, man! So I guess you keep the hot side hot and the cold side cold.
Yeah,
it's a McGrill LT.
Well, that'd be great for LA. I mean, you end up stopped in traffic all the time anyway. So
be out there grilling burgers and
right
selling
on the damn freeway.
See, exactly. selling them.
Once again,
make money.
You know you're gonna be in this traffic jam for 20 more minutes, man. Right?
Yeah.
You better have a burger.
You deserve a break today.
Number 8, Whiskey Stones from Shop Cur de Vries? Does your dad like his whiskey on the rocks but hates it when it gets diluted by the melting ice? Well, with Whiskey Stones, he'll never have to drink diluted booze again. Just put these milled soapstones in the freezer for a few hours, drop them in his drink. They'll keep his beverage cold without ruining the flavor or the buzz.
You know,
they're like these rocks in there.
Yeah,
like,
this sounds like they're assuming all dads are alcoholics. Well, we are.
You don't have to use it. I mean, you can put it in your soda or whatever. It's just true. It's a rock. It gets cold. You put it in your drink, and it doesn't water down your drink.
It's not the rock you can smoke, right?
It's not the rock you can smoke. Really?
I guess you could leave those in the freezer and then put it in your drink too. But
yeah,
wait, that'll give you even better buzz. There you go.
Yeah, and then you're drunk and
and fixing shit.
Exactly. You're drunk and cleaning the house.
Well, if you just go back up and get that grenade screwdriver kit and
start fixing things. Grill shit.
And then grill shit.
See,
number 9 on the list here, we have the custom Converse. From Converse.com. Everyone wants their own sneaker, but not everyone can dunk. Well, now even white dads who can't dunk can get their own custom shoes. You don't like the white people can't jump stuff?
Really? Is this?
Yes.
Can you come up and play?
Now,
you know what?
White people.
Next week, you're apologizing to white dads.
Yeah, I'm going to have to apologize to white dads next week.
God damn. Yes, because you're lying, Joel Foreman.
No, but Converse.
We play basketball, too. The niggas don't do everything.
So what do you get, the Terry Michaels Converse? Is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, you go to Converse.com and have a thing there to make custom sneakers.
Why do I sense a clown? Why do I sense it?
I'm cool. I'm straight, cuz. Straight.
Now we pussies out.
That Converse, I have an emblem of you just.
Just my emblem would be me sitting on a chair out of breath.
Yeah.
The new Converse.
For when you want to kick it at the bench. All you need is one dunk and you're done.
Especially if I have to bounce on that trampoline. I'm
fucked. Oh, no. The day the earth stood still.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing.
Okay. Let's get back to the list before someone gets cut.
That's right. And finally, we have the Flying Fuck Helicopter.
Excuse me?
The Flying Fuck Helicopter.
Now we're getting into shit. Yeah, there we understand. Go.
Yes. This is the third item on the list from GadgetsAndGear.com. What the hell? The grill was also from GadgetsAndGear.com. I think I forgot to mention that.
So they went Gadgets and Gear right into fucking.
GadgetsAndGear.com answers the age-old question, who gives a flying fuck? Well, you give one to your dad. The Flying Fuck is a remote-controlled helicopter, but instead of the normal body of a helicopter, the giant letters is the word fuck. It is literally a flying fuck.
Yes.
That's
nice.
Right. So who gives a flying fuck? You do. You give it to your dad.
Now, this is a nice little Father's Day.
Daughters, don't give that to your dad. People are going to
that's a little creepy. My dad had a wooden.
I don't have the prices on any of these items.
Yeah, how much is that flying fuck?
Just go to gadgetsandgear.com.
Depends on
and
what
you can
looks
look it
like.
Up. And all of these items. The one thing I did check on here, the Bacon of the Month Club.
Yes.
For 1 year, it was like $450.
Fuck you. Seriously?
I did the math, and it came to like $18 a pound for bacon. That better be some good fucking bacon.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Better. $18 a pound.
Go get.
But I'm sorry, you're the flying fuck you were saying there.
Oh, when I was a kid, my dad used to have this wooden statue of a man with a barrel around his body. And if you pulled the barrel, it had like this wooden carved dick on a spring that would bounce out. Oh, I don't know. That's a nice Father's Day anecdote. Thank you.
We love you,
what
Dad.
What are you doing pulling the barrel down to?
I just saw my son. I pulled, and it actually made that boing, yong, 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 which that was funny.
You would let it hit you in the forehead, too.
I think that's the sound the penis would make if it made a sound.
Boing, yong, 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 yong.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's better than the sound mine usually makes. Aww.
No, don't leave.
Down, Simba. Down.
Down, Simba.
Mine usually says, what do you mean $50? So anyway.
So those are the top
mine
10.
Says.
Those are the 10 best. Now we have the 5 worst.
5 worst.
Vegas, here.
Let's break it down.
Duct tape roses. That's right. You can find them on Amazon.com. Roses made out of duct tape. What? Now, Jesse Stubb here thinks that the duct tape roses are a great idea, but we're talking about, for you, you would probably like them. But this is Father's Day gifts. I don't think Dad wants them.
Here,
probably
Dad,
not. Yes, he agrees.
I got you a duct tape rose for all the years you used to touch me. I mean,
Yeah, once again, if you're a daughter, don't give these to your dad. Mixed signals.
Duct tape signals. Roses.
Sunshine. Your mom be like, why is she giving you roses, nigga? For all the times I used to come in at night and rock her to sleep.
That was horrendous and horrible.
Rock her world to sleep.
Rock a bar, baby.
That was horrible.
Now we get to the creepy part of the show.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, Joel.
Must be sponsored by Joel Foreman.
Yeah,
because I meant just like, you know, how you hold the baby.
Captain.
You bullshit.
Well, I meant that too, but.
Captain Creepy.
Actually, I meant where you hold the baby.
Now we have five listeners. We had 17, now we're down to five. Perfect, Joel.
Let's see. Next on the list, we have a
never
bad.
Never famous.
Yeah. A weekend at a nudist colony.
Oh, boy.
Do not go to visitparadisevalley.com and get your father a weekend at their nudist colony.
I get sunburn on my shoulders.
Trust me.
Sunburn?
Your dad does not want to spend a weekend naked, and your dad does not want to spend a weekend there.
Especially
with your
if
mom
your
naked.
Mom is there. Yeah,
exactly.
That's right. That is horrendous.
It's only guys
it's running through the woods.
What if Lexington Steel is there,
women
man?
Don't
what,
go
I mean,
to
like,
nudist
what if
colonies?
Lex Steel
guys
is there,
go
man.
To nudist colonies hoping Lex there will be women
what
there.
What if he's there? Like, hey, man, hey, your Father's Day gift? Yeah. I feel really small right now.
You got a bunch of guys standing around. This is what they got us for Father's Day. Just like,
Lex
I hate
Steel
my
Shaq
kids.
Standing there, hey.
How you doing?
Now, who's talking to me? Me or your penis, nigga? Well. With me, pal.
This is fucked
up. You can rape me and my wife with that. Damn.
At the same time.
We're both in the unicorns.
Oh. A weekend at a nudist colony.
Yes.
Could you imagine opening that envelope? What the fuck? Why? You shouldn't have.
You should not
in fact,
have
take this back.
Done this to me.
I'm going
to
shoot you.
I don't want to run through the woods.
That's it. You're
naked.
Paying for your own damn college.
Terry, everybody wants to see you do that, though, man.
Running through the woods naked.
Someone's
going
to offer you a $1 million check to
they
do
they got
that.
Pine trees. They got bears.
If you guys are listening, look at our pictures, man. You, and tell Terry you want to see him running through
the woods. I would never run through the woods naked.
Man, if they
never.
Said the right amount of money, y'all, nigga, you would do that shit right
I
now.
I don't
want to
see you
$2 million.
I'd be afraid you'd have a heart attack.
You know what, Joel?
Dad be running, and he'll fall down, and Bin Laden will come back from the dead talking about, and I only knocked down one building, Nick.
Oh.
Joel, whatever, Slim. All
right. Yeah.
You know, you're drinking Diet Coke over there.
Pretending to be healthy.
Yeah, on his perch. Hey, Terry's a fat guy. Whatever.
I lost 3 pounds this week. Wow. I can have this Pepsi.
You know what? I may be fat, but I fuck like a beast.
He is the beast.
Because I sweat a lot. But okay, let's move on. Anyway.
Let's see. Next on the bad gifts list, bacon-scented air freshener.
That would attract some of the women I've dated.
Yeah. Once again, from gadgetsandgear.com. They were doing so well, they made the good
miles
list
around
three times.
To your house.
John Jones wants that. For Father's Day, because he could attract all the biggest women in this.
Shoot, and I'll be right behind him as soon as they come to the door. I smell bacon. Gotcha, bitch. That's how I get you.
It's a black rape kid.
Go out there and raise my kid.
No, go out there and raise my kid. Oh, welcome to the Bitter Stereotype Theater. Jesus.
You said it, man. That's how you
no,
said it.
Why
am I only getting big bitches? How come they got to be King Kong Godzilla coming to date me, nigga?
Did you listen to the beginning of this podcast? Did you like chubby women? Did you hear that? You said, yeah, thank you, Jesse. See? You said.
Thanks. You didn't need to help him.
Jesse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the running through Jesse. The forest and the fat guy falling down Bin Laden. That was, okay, whatever.
That's what she's
here. You
said
write a new joke
every
week.
Motherfucker.
I'm just doing what you told me, damn it.
Oh, yeah, now I'm responsible for that shit. I got it.
It's 100% your fault. You're the white man.
I must have married you.
Number four, we have the mankini. Did you guys see Borat?
Yes.
You remember that underwear he was wearing?
That's no. The present for
that's
Joel
the
right there.
No.
Yes, that and some combat boots. Oh, put him in a hillbilly bar with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, the mankini. It's in there.
Joel be like, who wants this?
There's swim you in
know
it
you
first.
Want this.
I have not seen that.
Okay. Well, that's also at gadgetsandgear.com. Just look up the mankini if you want to see it, but I recommend against it.
Yes.
Number five, do not give your father anything that implies personal hygiene suggestions. This nose hair clippers, Dio. Back wax,
ooh. Colgate,
socks,
Colgate,
underwear,
Colgate.
What's wrong with the underwear?
You're telling him he's got a. I don't know. It just,
you're telling him basically that every time mom washes his underwear, he turns the water into chocolate milk. Is what you're saying.
You know, I think that's the first time you mentioned chocolate and we're referring to black people.
So you say we're all doing it, man.
Wow. Welcome to the uncomfortable part of the podcast. I never thought that my clone of Willie was going to get
talked. When you talk about chocolate, you're talking about chocolate love. And
it's not me.
I'm imagining it. All right, I'm a racist prick. What can I say? Everyone knows that.
Wow.
All right, we're going to take a break while they beat the shit out of me for being such a racist asshole.
Well, and for those of you listening from the NWACP, I'm not Terry Michaels.
But I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and I will be right back. This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. Okay, so now we finished our top 10 good.
Joel, hang on.
Yo.
You can breathe in between. Oh,
no. I'm turning red.
You sound like you're in a hurry. Hey, we're back from the. We're back with the Bitter Comics, and I'm Joel Foreman. Let's go. Here we go.
And we got five niggers.
You know, it seems like I'm in such a hurry. Why are you doing this to slow me down? Now I got to talk even faster.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Jesus.
Sorry. Well, we finished our top 10.
Yes.
Father's Day gifts. We finished our bottom 5 Father's Day gifts.
The bottom 5.
And I was thinking about it, and I saw a news story about this guy. He was arrested for having he had a meth lab in his house, and when the police came and arrested him, his 2-year-old son was there, and the man who was wearing a T-shirt that said "World's Greatest Dad."
Maybe to his other kids.
Teach him early. He might have used to be great. You know, you never know. But it occurred to me, I've seen World's Greatest Dad with pictures on them.
Meth will fuck you up.
And I started wondering who would be the worst people to put on a World's Greatest Dad T-shirt. So I'm thinking characters from movies, and this is the list that I came up with. I've seen other kinds of lists, you know, worst dads in fiction, but these are the 5 that I think are the worst dads in movies.
Break it down.
All right, here we go. Number 5. Rick Moranis as Wayne Szalinski in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
He's bad?
Yes, he's terrible. He almost got his kids killed in the first one, and then he almost got the baby killed in the second one.
Okay.
You know, using him as guinea pigs for his experiments, that's,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, he's trying to figure out a way to make stuff smaller, which I don't understand why any white guy would want to make things smaller. And then in the second movie, he finally got the research going in the direction it ought to be, trying to make things larger. But then he does it to the, 2-year-old, mm-hmm. 2-year-old baby, who goes on a rampage through Las Vegas, and then the army comes out about to shoot him down like Godzilla. So I think Rick Moranis as Wayne Szalinski is one of the worst dads in movies. That's number 5 for the worst dad. Number 4, Kevin Spacey as Lester Burnham in American Beauty.
But he was fucking cool.
He was cool.
He was
but
fucking
he was also trying to fuck his daughter's best friend.
What? Hey, whoa.
Didn't they try to fuck him in the movie?
He quit his job. He quit his job.
How old was that girl?
16.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I'm just saying it's wrong.
But didn't the neighbor try to fuck him at the end of the movie, too?
And come, yes.
And when he rejected him, it blew his head off?
Yes.
Yes. But the neighbor was of age. It's legal, you know.
Well,
look,
white people can't deal with rejection. He shot him in. You ain't gonna let me suck your dick? Hot one to back of your dome, then Spacey. See, fuck you, Lex Luthor.
See, that's why. And you know that scene shows why "Don't Ask, Don't Tell" is such a terrible idea. You make a guy stay in the closet that long, he's gonna kill somebody. If he doesn't get to shoot someone nicely in the face every once in a while, he's gonna shoot someone in the face.
Oh wow! Really?
Yes, really.
Okay. Oh,
Joe,
man.
All right.
You're just jumped by all the gays, man. You know they're stronger than Jews now.
That's true.
What?
They got more,
Jesus Christ.
They got more rights than Jews, man. They will fuck you up.
Wow.
Now they got power.
Why don't you just mention the Mormons, too, as long as we're at it. Just, you know, offend everyone.
Well, since we're talking about it. All right. So, and, you know, he tried to fuck his daughters. He quit his job.
But he was cool.
He was cool.
I would have liked to have been him, except the part where he got shot in the head.
That's true. Number 3,
neighbor.
Number 3, Rodney Dangerfield as Ed Wilson in Natural Born Killers.
Well, yeah, he was bad.
He was bad. He you was know, bad.
Hey, I finally got some respect.
He's in Natural Born Killers?
Yeah, he
fucked his daughter.
He played the girl in Natural Born Killers. Rodney Dangerfield, the creepy girl.
Yeah,
Juliet Lewis.
Yeah,
she creeps me out in every movie she's in. I'm like, bitch, you are just scary.
Well, yeah, in Rodney was her father, and he fucked her.
In any movie she's been in, that just
and the worst, the creepiest line ever in a movie when he sends her upstairs, says, "Go wash up and make sure you do a good job because I'm going to come up and check."
That was creepy.
Man, well, either way, Juliet Lewis turns my penis.
This isn't about Juliet Lewis.
Well, it turns my penis into a swollen clitoris. That's how scared she makes me.
Next.
Okay, it wasn't me that time, all right? Usually the horribly disgusting thing is me, not me that time. And I'm a little disappointed that I didn't think of that first, to be honest with you. I am disappointed. Bitch. Especially since my penis is closer to the size of a clitoris than yours is. But anyway, I always have to go a step too far.
Number two,
Jack Nicholson as Jack Torrance in The Shining.
Okay.
That was a pretty crappy father. He tried to kill him with a knife. He tried to kill his kid with his knife. Tried to kill his wife with a knife.
And an axe.
And an axe.
Well, he kept drinking Red Rum.
Here's Johnny.
Well, you know, I'd be mad if my kid was drinking up all the Red Rum, too.
That's true. What do you mean there's no Captain Morgan left? God damn it.
Did you just call me a son of a bitch?
No, I just said son of a bitch.
Yeah, I hope not, man. My parents are both homo sapien. And I cannot.
And then, of course, the worst father in movie history was Darth Vader.
Oh, you hey.
Absolutely.
Hey.
Well, actually, you know, I put that on the list, but I've been thinking about it.
Oh, no. You're about to make me mad now.
At first I thought Darth Vader was the worst father.
It's not his fault.
Well, and that's what that's what I was thinking about. Okay,
Obi-Wan Kenobi let him dip his balls in lava.
You're upset because Darth Vader was black.
I'm upset because he let Anakin get his balls burned off and the shit. Cut his head off, too. Don't let him just
Luke didn't do that.
No, but
that isn't Luke's fault.
But how you gonna come, hey, son, my dick has been burnt off, son. How you doing?
The dark side is not a disease. It's a choice.
It is a choice.
Well, I'll be on the dark side too if you let my balls burn up, then show up 10 years later talking about, oh, you're only in Master Evil Darth 2. I'll be like, shut, nigga, I don't want to hear all that shit, nigga. You about to die now. My balls are gone, nigga. You understand?
Well,
I agree.
He was the worst dad. You cut off his hand. God only knows what he did.
He's Robopop.
He didn't have reason to be upset.
Robopop. I don't even know what he did.
He was mostly robot, then, wasn't he? He was Robopop. That's right.
What did he do? You don't even know what he did to Leia to try and get information out of her.
I know, just the room went quiet, like, you know.
And the door shut.
And that scary looking robot with the needle with the roofie came.
Here's the roofie injection.
We got some
things to talk about there, little girl.
Yeah. Yes.
We will find the location of your rebel base.
And now we will discuss the location of your secret rebel base. There's a reason he's breathing so hard all the time.
But I was thinking
about it. You know, at first I was like, yeah, Darth Vader absolutely is the worst father in all movie history because, you know, he tortures his daughter. He tortures his daughter's fiance, puts him in Han Solo, puts him in carbonite, sells him to a
bounty hunter. That motherfucker asked for it, though. He should have been paying bills.
He cuts his son's hand off and then tries to turn him, you know, turn him to the dark side and betray all his friends. Mm-hmm. But then I was thinking about it, and I think I might have misjudged his fatherly abilities here wrong. Because, okay, first of all the crap that happened in the first three episodes to Anakin, I understand why he got so messed up in the head.
And they fucked him.
Now, all the stuff that happened in A New Hope, so episode four, he didn't know at the time that Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia were his daughter and son.
I think he did.
And motherfucker pulled a sword on him, too. You would whoop your son's ass if he pulled a sword on you, too.
That's true.
You got to lose a hand now, son, or something.
Pull a weapon on it, trying to kill him, and Darth Vader didn't kill him back, just cut his hand off.
That's an ass whooping.
Cut his hand off. But, you know, most of his body is mechanical, so he knows, well, we can make you a new one.
He didn't do it out of love. He got pissed off, cut his hand off because he wasn't doing what he wanted him to do.
That's true.
That's what you do to make your son listen. You cut something off. That'll make a kid listen quick as fuck.
You get to Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
And then he takes him to see the Emperor to try to turn him.
Yeah.
He's got a family business that he wants to pass down to his child.
Because he's getting old.
That's beautiful.
And his bones are gone.
I got to tell you, that's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Darth Vader and Sons, Galactic Domination Incorporated.
Darth Vader, ba-na-ba-na-ba-na. Son, ba-na-ba-na-ba-na-ba-na-ba-na-ba-na-ba-na-ba-na-ba-na-ba-na-ba-na-ba-na.
I think we might have judged Darth Vader too harshly.
Yeah, real talk.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Darth Vader's my boy, man. Don't fuck with him.
Luke, go outside and get the junk, you dummy.
Yeah. Spray some rain on that blue flying insect, too. Get his ass.
All right, we are getting really close to the end of our hour here.
No, I sensed that I was breathing heavy.
That's exactly. That's why he's breathing heavy. Before we go, I do have one thing that, you know, this is just my opinion. I know nobody gives a fuck what I think.
Pretty much.
But this is just my opinion. 1996, here in California, we passed Proposition 218. Which legalized the use of marijuana for medical purposes. Now, you can get a prescription for marijuana as a treatment for all kinds of ailments ranging from assholishness to zebra fuckitude. Yes, I made both of those up, but it doesn't really matter because a doctor can prescribe medicine for anything he thinks the medicine might cure. If you're an asshole, pot will relax you, and if you like to fuck zebra as well, pot will keep you from wanting to get off the couch long enough to go to the zoo, so what can I say? The shit works. The ban on smoking in workplaces, which passed in 1995, became effective for bars and restaurants as of, also, 1996. Am I really the only person to whom this doesn't make any sense? Let me get this straight. No smoking in bars or restaurants, but as long as it's medical marijuana, we're cool with pot in the hospitals? But this kind of nonsense is everywhere. Did you know that this country has laws to prevent certain toxic chemicals from getting in our food, but we also have laws requiring that other toxic chemicals be sprayed on the wood used to make our kitchen counter because they're fire retardants? Nice try protecting our food, really, but it looks like we're all going to die of cancer anyways, but at least we won't burn up. Now, how does this happen? Well, probably because our government is people, and people suck. Nobody knows what the heck anyone else is up to. Everyone just does their own thing because, after all, I am the center of the universe, right? And frankly, this is what I think of every time I hear one of these "the government is out to get us" conspiracies. I was talking to a friend of mine who's one of those 9/11 truthers. Now, it's not that I don't think the government is evil. It is, obviously. No one can look at an Indian reservation and think otherwise. But the idea that our government is competent enough to pull off something like 9/11 is absurd. Hell, I've been cheating on my taxes for years and they haven't caught me, and I'm not that bright. You can tell by that fact that I'm not that bright by the fact that I just said on the internet that I'm cheating on my taxes. And let me tell you something. I'm glad. I'm glad our government is so horrible at doing everything. The last government that really had its shit together was Germany in the 30s, and we all remember how that turned out. I love my country, and I love the freedoms we have living here, and I want to keep our country free. And frankly, the best way to ensure our freedom is to keep our government stupid. That's what I think.
Who gives a shit?
Nobody gives a fuck what I think.
Yeah, they'll send Navy SEALs to your house tonight, man.
Probably.
SEAL Team 6.
You cheating on your taxes? Bop! Oh,
next thing you know, you're going to be missing a video card.
Yeah. I know. Oh!
Yeah.
You're sending them. You're sending them, aren't you? You're sending them to get the video card.
Rock is my cousin.
I knew it. All right, Terry, you got anything exciting going on this week?
Yes, I am.
Other than not performing for Darren Carter.
I am. And look, and let me be clear, this has nothing against Darren Carter. This is completely about a promoter. It has nothing to do with Darren Carter. I will promote Darren Carter's show, but it has nothing to do with Darren. This, I believe, is the 25th.
Yes.
I am headlining at Heroes Lounge, putting on a little show. So if you are in town, it's $5 to get in. Make sure you come down, check out the show. A lot of my friends are like, you're never performing in town. You're never. Okay, I'm in town. $5. Come see the show. I'm headlining. Word.
It's Heroes Sports Bar and Pizza. It's on Van Ness, downtown Fresno.
Van Ness, downtown Fresno.
Yep.
Yes, Rick Rodham is putting this show on, and he didn't ask me to buy 50 tickets and sell them first.
Oh, cool. John Jones, you got anything exciting happening this week? Or
just same thing, doing the comedy, that's it.
Yep, cool. Same for me, just going to open mics around town. John, thanks for coming out.
You're welcome.
Terry Michaels, thanks for coming. And I want to thank all of you for listening to the show. I am JT Foreman. We've been the Bitter Comics. Have a good week.
Clone a Willy.
.com.